Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Senator R.J. Cost and Representative David Northrop of Powell, as well as Representatives Lloyd Larson of Lander and Mike Greer of Warland, have signed a letter to Governor Mark Gordon to request assistance for local farmers after a suspended harvest has left 31% of local beets in the ground. According to Cost, such efforts might include a disaster declaration, which would allow the state to seek federal funds for those impacted. Western Sugar Cooperative halted the beet harvest in late November, stating that all the sugar beets remaining in the ground would not be processed in the factory. The halt was caused by freezing temperatures in October that damaged the local crop. Two people who were involved in a high-speed chase through downtown Cheyenne last May, including gunfire, are having their day in court. Chastity Jacobs and Dominic Childers face a variety of charges, including attempted first-degree murder, reckless endangering, and methamphetamine possession. Cheyenne police officer Mark Ellman testified at the trial Wednesday. He was one of the lead officers on the chase, and during the pursuit, he ran through a dip in the road really hard. At the time, he thought it was the impact that caused his passenger window to shatter, but after the chase ended, he saw the bullet hole in his car and realized that wasn't the case. Speeds in the chase reached as high as 115 miles per hour and didn't end until the suspects crashed their car into a fence. The trial continues today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
It's been said when you're driving your pickup truck in Wyoming, you feel like the quarterback leading your football team on a winning drive. I'm Craig Bohl, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Every pickup driver holds the key to road trip success, a fastened seatbelt. Pickup trucks are twice as likely to roll over than cars in fatal crashes. Taking the time to buckle up every trip is the single most effective thing you can do to protect yourself in a crash. Buckle up in your pickup, every trip, every time, and go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
Organizers for Cheyenne Frontier Days have announced the entertainment lineup for next year's extravaganza. They made the announcement at the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas, and some familiar faces will be returning to the event. Headliners will include Trace Adkins, Eric Church, and Blake Shelton. The event will also feature the professional bull riders Last Cowboy Standing. Two nights remain unbooked, which organizers say they are looking for two non-country musical acts to fill. Tickets go on sale next week. Frontier Days gets underway on July 17, 2020 at Cheyenne's Frontier Park. The Wyoming Industrial Siting Council has approved a permit to construct a 277-turbine wind farm on the border of Albany and Carbon counties. When the council approved the permit application last month, it also required developer Blue Earth Renewables to meet a number of conditions, including that the developer has to provide preference for local hiring. The permittee must also provide bonding of $33.1 million for decommissioning and reclamation. According to the project's application, the wind project is expected to employ 400 workers during peak construction in 2022. Construction is estimated to cost about $1 billion. Canadian-based Blue Earth Renewables has said that it will take about 19 months to build the wind farm. The Industrial Siting Council has agreed to pay $9.7 million to local governments to offset construction impacts. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.